Eric Kendricks, second-round draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings following day two of rookie camp. How's it going for you so far?
You know, it's a little fast, you know, more plays to learn, but, you know, I'm trying my hardest and I'm trying to communicate as well.
When you say it's fast, you know, at the rookie camp level, knowing organized team activities and mini camp are on the horizon, what's so fast at this stage?
You know, it's just new plays and new communication, new verbiage. So for me, it's just I'm trying to think too much and not really just playing the game. But once it starts slowing down, it'll be fine.
And there are meetings that go along with it and walk through. So do you feel, I mean, you don't know what the true NFL experience is yet, like when you're going regular season game to regular season game. But can you get a feel for it here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like my college prepared me well for it. And, you know, I just work hard in the film room and work hard on the practice field and anything else I like try to correct. So, I mean, I'm going on from there.
As the all-time leading tackler at UCLA, what kind of defense did you guys play there? And what made it so, I don't want to say easy for you, but how did you succeed so well?
We ran 3-4 and 4-3, but mainly I just got a grasp of the concept and what the offenses were running, and I just run to the ball. So I feel like I have a knack for chasing the ball and getting to the ball carrier.
When you were taken by the Vikings, were you surprised?
Absolutely. You know, the draft is a crazy process, and you know, I didn't really know where I was going at one point. So when I got the call, I was more than thrilled, but very, very, very shocked.
How do you handle that whole process? Because the majority of people, specifically high-enders like you, feel they're going to go in the first round. In fact, maybe even in the top 10 to top 15. Then you get through day one and you go on the second day. How'd you feel about that?
I mean, I wasn't mad about it or anything like that. You know, I knew I was going to end up in the right place and whoever wanted me was going to take me. So I was going to play well and let everything speak for itself after that. So I wasn't worried about it.
The preseason / regular season position still, I would imagine, undetermined inside, outside, not completely sure?
Yeah, not sure. Just absorbing all the information and doing what I can for the team.
What's different between those two spots in a 4-3 defense, being the middle guy compared to the outside guy?
I would just say communication and maybe just you cover down more a little bit. You know, you cover a little bit more on the outsides or maybe blitz a little bit more, but in the middle, you're kind of in the middle of everything.
When you were drafted by the Vikings, who texted and or called you first, a family member or Anthony Barr?
Well, after I spoke with everyone from the Vikings, Anthony called me. it wasn't really much of a conversation. It was more just screaming.
Yeah. What did he have to say?
Honestly, I couldn't make a word out. He said that he was just kind of like, oh, my God, like kind of like that.
What was it like for you, Eric, last year at UCLA watching Anthony play for the Vikings?
Oh, man, it was surreal. You know, I seen that man work so hard in the film room and just work hard in just football in general. And it couldn't have happened to a better guy. So, I mean, see his hard work pay off is cool.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.